What is one to do if he accidentally mentioned in Shemini Esrei Meir Hageshem or V'sein Talamot Livracha? So as we know, beginning from Musaf of the first day of Pesach, we cease to recite Masha V'rucha Meir Hageshem and instead switch, according to Nusach Sfarad, to reciting Meir Atal. And on Matzei Yontif, everyone begins reciting V'sein Bracha in the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu instead of V'sein Talamatu Livracha. The reason for this is because the rain season in Eretz Yisrael officially ends with the entrance of Pesach, and it's not just that it ends, but actually from then and onwards, rain is considered a siman klala, a bad omen, as brought in the Gemara in Tainus, and the Rishonim and the Paiskim in Shulchan Aruch. Due to the above, the ruling is that if one, by mistake, accidentally forgot and recited Mashav Aruch Merit Hageshem, or recited V'sein Talamot Levrachim Baruch Aleinu, he does not fulfill a Shemene Esrei. He does not fulfill the mitzvah, as he mentioned a curse within his Shemene Esrei, within his prayer. And he is therefore required to repeat Shemene Esrei. This time, without mentioning the curse of rain at this time. So as recorded in the Gemara in Tainus 3b, the Mechaben Shulchan Aruch 114.4, and likewise in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch 114.4. Regarding Mashiv Ruach, and in chapter 117.1 regarding the Saint Talamot Levracha. Now there are a number of details that we still need to clarify. Number one, while the above law that we stated that if you mentioned rain, you have to repeat Shemini Esrei, that is a universal law only regarding if you said Mashiv Ruach Amarid Hageshem, no matter where you live. If you said Mashiv Ruach Amarid Hageshem in your Shemini Esrei from Pesach and onwards, you don't fulfill your obligation. However, regarding the Saint Talamat Levracha, there's a difference between countries. Regarding Bidiyavid, if you by mistake said it. In countries that don't need rain at this time, it's not the rain season, then it goes back to the law we said, you stated a curse, therefore you don't fulfill your obligation. But if you live in a country who requires rain at this time, this is their rain season, then even though initially we don't say V'sein Talamot Levrachim Baruch Aleinu, if you went ahead and did so, since there are Rishonim who justify it, therefore the ruling is that B'di'eved you do not need to repeat Shemini Esrei. So is ruled in 117.1 in the Mechaber, the Alter Rebbe, the Ramah, and the Rush. Nonetheless, as the Alter Rebbe concludes, that even in such a case, if one chooses, he may repeat Shemini Esrei as a Tefillas Nadav, and so concludes the Mechaber there. So to summarize, if he accidentally said Mashiv Ruach Amarid Hageshem, in all places of the world, you didn't fulfill your Shemini Esrei. If he accidentally said V'sein Talamot Levracha, then you didn't fulfill your Shemini Esrei, and you have to repeat it, unless you live in a country that needs rain at this time, this is their rain season, in which case you fulfill your obligation b'di'eved, although you may choose to daven again as a tefillas nadava without saying v'sein talamot levracha. Now, all the above is discussing the situation that you already completed Shemini Esrei and then remembered, oh my gosh, I forgot to omit v'sein talamot levracha, forgot to omit mashiv ruach. What if you remembered in middle of Shemini Esrei? Where do you go back to? Do you go back to the beginning? So we'll discuss each one of the mentionings of v'sein bracha and v'sein and Mashiv Ruach one at a time. Regarding Mashiv Ruach, if you said Mashiv Ruach Merit Hageshem, if you remembered prior to concluding the bracha of Mechaya HaMesim, you didn't yet say Hashem's name, Baruch Ta Hashem Mechaya HaMesim, then you have to go back to the words Ata Gibor. So is ruled in Shulchan Aruch 114.4. It does not help to simply say Merit Atal. This happens quite often, that a person continues with his accustomed wording that he was saying till now. He says, "Ata Gibor Hashem Chai Meisa Ata Rishia," and then by mistake he says, "Mashiv Ruach Merit Hageshem." He quickly catches himself and he says, "Merit Atal." It's worthless because you already said a curse. To fix it, rule the Paiskim, you must go back to Ata Gibor, repeat from the beginning of the bracha without mentioning Mashiv Ruach. If you already completed the blessing of Mechaya HaMesim, then you must repeat from the beginning of Shemini Esrei, as the first three brachas are considered one long blessing, and it's considered that the entire first three brachas were said improperly and are invalidated, so you have to return to the beginning no matter where you remember. Let's now go to V'sein Talamot Levracha. You accidentally said V'sein Talamot Levracha. So once again, here too, the Paiskim rule. It doesn't help for you to fix yourself and say V'sein Bracha. You already said a curse. You have to go to the beginning of the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu. If you already finished the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu, no matter where you remember Shemini Esrei, you still go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu. If you already took three steps back where you finish the second Yirat Atzrayin, then it's as if you finish Shemini Esrei and you have to start once again from the beginning of Shemini Esrei in lands that don't need rain at this time, as we already mentioned. One last point. What do you do if you're not sure? You don't remember. Did you say V'sein Talumot, or did you omit it? Did you say Mashav Ruach? Did you omit it? So the ruling here is in the Paiskim that you have 30 days, the first 30 days in which one began omitting the Saint Talamatul of Racham, began omitting Mashvir Chamarit Hageshem. If you're in doubt, we assume you followed your normal custom of speech, which is to say it, and therefore you're not Yetzish Mina Esrei. But once 30 days have passed, meaning from Tez Zion Eir and onwards, we assume you said the correct Nusach of omitting it in a case of doubt.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.